Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish, day seven of Hanukkah, of 8 days of inspiration. Just want to share a short thought here as we are in Hanukkah 5782, 2021. And that is the story of Hanukkah. If you look in the Talmud asks the famous question, my Hanukkah. According to Rashi, the question is, because of what holiday was Hanukkah implemented? And the Talmud famously says the story of the flask of oil, that they found, instead of it just lasting for one day, the oil lasted for 8 days. Now, when exactly was the holiday implemented? So the Talmud says, L'shana Acheres, it was the next year, Kavum, that it was implemented as a holiday. Now, one has to ask, and that is, why did they wait till next year to implement this as a holiday? Why not just implement it ASAP? I mean, they had the miracle. Why not just, I mean, did they have to go through committees? Was it bureaucratic holdups along the way? Why not just go as soon as possible and implement it? What's this idea of Lashana HaAcheres? So there's this idea that that the Sfarim write about, and that is that there have been so many miracles that happened to the Jewish people over the course of history. So many regimes and groups and individuals have tried to, have attempted to rise up and kill us in one way or another, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and they have not been successful. We're here to say the story. Now, if we were to have a holiday every time they were not successful, then we'd be almost have every single day of the calendar would have a Jewish holiday. So that's not necessarily grounds to have a holiday just because there was a miracle against an adversary that wanted to have a victory against the Jewish people. So the fact that the Maccabees overpowered the Greeks is not necessarily grounds to have a holiday. So what is grounds to have a holiday? So the idea of the Sfarim talk about a Jewish holiday, it's not just a commemorative event. It's not just an act of commemoration. You know, in the secular world, there are days fixed on the calendar, you know, to be commemorate events. You know, this day we're going to remember Pearl Harbor. This day we're going to remember 9/11. You know, and they should be commemorated. You know, there's nothing wrong with a commemoration, but that's not what Jewish holidays are about. The Torah says that the Jewish holidays are called Mikra'i Kodesh. What does Mikra'i Kodesh mean? Mikra'i Kodesh mean that there's a certain spiritual energy that exists in the world. The Sfarim called that Hashpa. There's a manifestation of Hashem's energy in the world that exists in these days of the year. They exist. It exists on Shabbos. It exists on Yom Tovim. And we, as we observe these holy days, the Mikra'i Kodesh, are able to tap into that spiritual energy. Shabbos, for example, is called Tchila L'Mikra'i Kodesh. It's the first of the Mikra'i Kodesh. So that, by the way, without digressing too much, our ancestors, our patriarchs and matriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it says that Abraham celebrated Pesach. And if you think about it for a moment, it sounds somewhat ridiculous. I mean, how can Abraham celebrate Pesach if Pesach is only to commemorate the exodus of Egypt and the Jews didn't even go down to Egypt in the days of Abraham? And the answer is that the act of commemoration of the exodus of Egypt is actually not the primary point of Pesach. Yes, that's actually, of course, that occurred, but Pesach is about the season of freedom. Now, freedom is, there's a spiritual energy of freedom that exists within the Pesach calendar, and that existed well before the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, that's probably a whole podcast discussion for Pesach time, but suffice it to say, that is what Jewish holidays are about. There's a manifestation of God's spiritual energy that exists on the Jewish calendar, and that's the blessing that we're able to tap into that spiritual energy. Now, after the miracle of Hanukkah, the rabbis and the sages, the Chachamim, were not sure if there was like a one-time miracle or now the Jewish calendar would be embedded with that spiritual energy for every single year during this time. So they said, you know what, we'll wait till next year. And we'll wait L'shana HaAcheres. And then we waited till next year, that same week, the 25th of Kislev. And what... And what do you know? They felt that same spiritual energy. They said, you know what? We are going to celebrate this Hanukkah not as a commemorative event, because Hanukkah, Jewish holiday, is not acts of commemoration, but rather because this is an event that occurs every year that God's his manifestation of his spiritual energy comes down to the world like no other time during the Jewish calendar. And that's what we say by Yom HaBasman HaZeh. It occurred those days, but we feel his spiritual energy up until this very day. Wish you all a joyous and happy Hanukkah.